Have you ever wanted to start live streaming and were not sure how to do it? You can start live streaming up to 40 social media platforms all at one time for as little as nada. It's going to cost you your time. That is what it's going to cost. You can pre-record. You can live stream. You can do a multitude of things. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to safetyfm.com/one. That's safetyfm.com. O-N-E.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Well, hello and welcome to another episode of the Jay Allen Show. I am your host, Jay Allen, just in case you were not sure. Anyways, I know it's been a hot moment since we last spoke. And yes, you were not incorrect. I did not appear on Friday because I had this weird thing happen Thursday to Friday night where Friday morning, I essentially really didn't have much of a voice. So I figured opposed to it to be a power struggle in regards to me talking and trying to get everything out here, that it would be easier just for me to not show up on Friday, even though I know it's a terrible thing to say. But I figured, opposed to it being a wincy kind of thing, I figured that it would just be better for me to do what I did. Anyways, with that being said, here's what I'd like to do. A couple of different things real quick. Let me take real quick at a look-see here at the calendar. So here's what I would like to do to kind of make it up to you partially, if you don't mind. What I am planning on doing is the following. If you have anything that you would like to promote, anything that you would like an ad for in 30 words or less. Yes, 30 words or less. If not, I know I'm going to end up getting massive scripts. What I will do, if you can get those to me by, let's see, let's throw a weird date out here. By Friday, by 11:59 p.m. Yes, I did say p.m. What we will do is we will actually run the ads on Safety FM, the radio station, over Labor Day weekend. So we will go ahead and get those all cut for you and we will put them on Safety FM, the radio station, over Labor Day weekend. So I think that that should be enough of a fair trade for me missing on that day. So let me know what you think. All you have to do is go to the Safety FM website, go to the contact us, 20 words or less, boom. Or 30 words or less, excuse me, that's what I meant to say. And we'll get them out. But I have to have them by 11:59 p.m. on February, or not February, listen to me, September the 2nd, and that's Eastern Standard Time. That way we can get them all sorted out and all that kind of fun stuff. Anyways, today I want to talk a little bit about the psychology of famous fictional characters. We're going to go from the nutty to the genius. So let's talk a little bit about this and how this came about, because I really think that sometimes we don't take a look at some of the psychology stuff that we need to. And I know that most of the stuff that we talk about here is safety, but sometimes we go into some other subjects. And I thought it would be kind of an interesting one to do this real quick. We all know the eccentric and dynamic characters from fiction, whenever it be television, cinema, books, or video games. These personas make us love, fear, hate, and every emotion in between. It's kind of an easy thing to do when you fall in love with some of these books and television shows. And while television for sure exaggerates certain qualities of these characters, and one shouldn't draw conclusions relating to real life mental disorders from fiction, their personalities are still based on some actual psychology phenomena. So we'll talk a little bit about that. So let's start to take a look at three fictional characters and their psychology. So starting off at number one, we're going to talk about Thomas Shelby in the TV show Peaky Blinders. Cillian Murphy plays gangster and the Great War veteran Thomas Shelby. He is beloved and feared in his equal measure for his characteristic confidence, cold-heartedness, and working-class charm, as well as his tolerance of extreme violence. Aside of the very cliche post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD in this case, the character exhibits, which goes back when was he was dismissingly called shell shock, from the loud shelling of the artillery in the trenches, and he still tried to be true to the working class man that he is. So, shaped up by poor and dangerous streets of Birmingham, England, Thomas' upbringing and experience from both the gang warfare and World War One have detached him from the human beings and left him, well, a little bit ruthless as to people who haven't experienced these horrors and fears. So that's kind of one character, and I know that that's going way back into some older stuff, so that's for sure as we are talking there. Let's talk about number two real quick, and this is going to be Sherlock Holmes, fiction's most beloved detective. I mean, I would have to say between him and Batman, of course, aside from, you know, those that come to mind. I mean, do you think anything outside of Batman? Because, I mean, I would say that he's probably a pretty famous detective. Sherlock Holmes is a mastermind of solving criminal puzzles. Take a listen to this real quick. We can inquire from many stories written about him in the various retelling of the classics, and he has an inquisitive and curious person to a fault. Certain versions vary from other details, though. While the original, as well as the silver screen versions, like the one played by Robert Downey Jr., portray him as a charming and talkative with the suspects, others, such as Benedict Cumberbatch, one to make him out rather cold and borderline psychopathic, with some symptoms there. Viewing each murder case not so much like a tragedy, but as a fleshy puzzle waiting to be solved. So think about that one as well. And so then if we're going to go into number three, I guess we'll try to go to something a little bit more current, and that would be Thanos. Recently exploding onto the big screen, the Mad Titan from Marvel Comics is distinctly different in his cinematic personality compared to the graphic novels. For the purpose of this, for this little podcast here, we'll be taking a look at what Thanos was like in the movies The Avengers Infinity War, rather than the comic Thanos, who was driven by his obsession with the literal perfectionism. Oh, I can't even talk. Literally, the perfectionification of death. Yes, that's what he talked about there. The perfectionification. Oh, I'm not even going to try to say the word again, because I said it right the third time, and I think if I do it again, it's not going to happen. So there you go. Anyway, Thanos is what we would politically call an utilitarian, streaming from the main goal of the type of philosophy utility. Movie Thanos plans entails killing half of the universe sentiment life forms randomly in order to free up space and resources for everyone. For everyone surviving, that is, of course. Not only is this the type of thinking disregarding what people may call as specialness or sanctity of the human life, but it is also looking at the pure statistics and literally nothing else. Thanos is also displaying very strong symptoms of, well, sociopath, or in with the correct term would be sociopathy, in social personality disorder, indicating by the fact that he is willing to kill billions, even his own daughter. Although an interesting point here is that he has proven to love his own daughter by the movie's own rules, which might indicate the theory of leaning more to the narcissistic personality disorder rather than the emotionalist psychopath. So I don't know. It makes it kind of wonder some things there. So with that being said, if I had the final thought, this is what it would sound like. So what can we learn from all of this? It seems that people are drawn to characters with both positive and negative qualities. We like to see our own traits in others, even if they are fictional. And sometimes we absorb character traits. Think about that as well. This may be why characters have remained so popular throughout so many years. So as you sit back and think about this for a moment, what character, fictional, non-fictional, movie, whatever you want to deem it, or even in a book, which one do you compare to yourself to the most? And what do you think the reasons are? Anyways, that's a lot to think about today. That is for sure. Anyways, one more time, like I said earlier, I will be recording ads for anybody who sends anything over 30 words or less to promote on Labor Day weekend of 2022, but you have to have it to me by September the 2nd by 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time. So I've been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. Don't worry, we'll be back with another episode of the Jay Allen Show before too long. Goodbye for now.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Well, you might be like me and heard all these terms and were not 100% sure on what they meant. Things is mining, blockchain, the Internet of Things. Well, I will tell you, we here at Safety FM have partnered up with a company that will explain this to you and will also have conversations to inform you on how you might have the potential of making passive income by being involved with this. All you need to do is go to safetyfm.com/iHub. They'll discuss blockchain. What exactly is mining? What is cryptocurrency? And what is the Internet of Things? To find out more information, go to safetyfm.com/iHub. That's safetyfm.com/iHub. And don't forget to mention that Jay Allen sent you.